setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you and your unique contribution. Every man and woman was put on this planet to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and here comes the duty part, and you must do it. That's what we believe here on the Ken Coleman Show. And so we're all about helping you understand what you do best. That's talent, strengths, skills, and what you love to do most. This is work that makes your heart come alive. You look forward to it. When you're engaged in it, it gives you the juice. And when you're done, oh, it's rewarding. You look back, the results matter greatly to you. And so when we figure out that intersection, that's the sweet spot, the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most, we can help you discover that there are multiple jobs, career paths that sit within that sweet spot. So that is what we do and how we do it. Why do we do this? Because we want as many people as possible waking up on Monday mornings fired up, not already dreading the week ahead. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Tori, who's on the line in Seattle, Washington. Tori, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. It's an honor to be talking to you today.
It's my honor. How can I help?
So I feel like I've been listening to your show, and I'm working within the intersection of passion and talent. Mm-hmm. But I'm young, and sometimes something feels off. So I'm wondering if I need a career change, or if maybe I'm kind of experiencing peaks and valleys.
Oh, very interesting. I love this question. So you're confident that you're using your top talents, and you're confident that you're doing something that you love, correct?
For the most part,
when you say for the most part, I don't need you to break it all down, but what's the part that you're not sure about?
I'll put it to you this way. I'm a very creative mind, but I'm working in accounting.
Oh. Okay, so I don't think you're in your sweet spot, Tori. I think you're probably good at what you're clearly you're functional to the point of you're probably good at what you do, correct?
I love it. I really do like the cleanness of accounting and that, but it's really, really hard to tie the two together sometimes.
Oh, so what's the creative part? Tell me how you love, tell me how you're best being creative.
So we're working in an age where there's a lot of data that's available to us, and in the world of accounting, it's very archaic, and so there's a lot of opportunity now to make things faster, more efficient, to save the company money, and that's where I thrive is, so my greatest talent is coming up with solutions to complex problems. Mm-hmm. And using creativity to make things more efficient. And I do like accounting, but my passion, I feel like, is, sharing my knowledge to help and teach and making like meaningful impact on people's work and lives.
Interesting. So I think, so I could see how you're confused because you confused me for a second. But now I'm starting to see it. So you know what it is? You can actually be a creative problem solver. Creativity, a creative mind doesn't always mean that you're looking for a piece of art every time you're driving down the interstate. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's interesting, you know your top talents, and you said it's really solutions, creative solutions to problems. I think accounting, what something's off for you is I think you're getting a little bit bored with the day-to-day accounting. Yes or no?
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, but you love how clean accounting is because what you like is solving, it's a problem for you. It's a formula. Okay, we got to put these numbers in here and we clean it up. The spreadsheet's clean. The budget statement is clean. The balance sheet is clean. You like all that. But what you really love is taking that analytical side of you and then coming up with a creative solution after you've analyzed this. You've got this combination of analytical and creative thinking, and that's what makes you a good problem solver. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, and that's what makes the days just fly by. That's
exactly.
What I love doing.
So you need different problems to solve. I think I just think you're doing the right thing, the type of thing, but I don't think the day-to-day function is the right function for you. So that's what you mean by something's off. You're in the generally in the right space. But I think for you, you've solved that, and now you need a new challenge. And so I think it's as simply as you moving out of accounting and you start getting into more processes and being involved in back-end process problems. You know, I don't know if it is in operations. I don't know if it's in data analytics, and then you're reporting and presenting this to multiple, you know, teams. I don't know what that is, but it could be a variety of things. And here's the point. In the sweet spot, there are multiple roles that you can fill. It's not a one silver bullet. This is your job for the rest of your life and you don't do anything else. No. You know, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I would be coaching basketball and I'd have a whistle and a clipboard. That's what I'd be doing. Because it's in the same sweet spot. I'm using my talent of being able to analyze and communicate and teach. And then for me, it's about improvement. Like at the end of the day, the improvement of a person, the maximization of someone's potential is where I get my juice. So I could do that as a teacher. I could do it as a college professor. I could do it a lot of different ways. And so could you. So I think, Tori, you have to identify what would be the role or multiple roles that would make the day fly by, because you know what they are. And I think you just put them on a list and go, how do I step into that? Are you tracking with me?
Mm-hmm. And would you think that maybe informational interviews with places that seem like that kind of fit would be good for me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And beyond that, again, do what I told you to do and create a list of what you think are some attractive roles, and then go find some people in Seattle, okay, who are in roles like that and have coffee with them. I mean, I cannot overemphasize enough the role of sitting down and hanging out with somebody who's doing what you might want to do or is doing what you want to do, and ask them about their role. What are the good parts, the bad parts? What are the qualifications? What's it like on a day-to-day rhythm? These kind of things are going to do two things for you. They give me clarity, and then they give me confirmation. And so, Tori, you're on your way. You're sharp. You're really close. I just think you're bored. I don't think you're necessarily out of the sweet spot. I think you've accomplished what you can, and you're not challenged. And so you've created your own limit in this current role. But I think it's a new role for you. And ideally something that has a constant flow of problems and opportunities for you to solve, and then maybe teach others to solve them. Don't lose sight of the fact that maybe the ultimate step up the ladder for you is one day where you're training people to do what you do. I heard that come out, and I think you like that. And again, that's your love of process and the neatness of, hey, this is a way of thinking, and this is a way of acting, and the thinking and the acting can produce these results. I think you really like that. That's a lot of linear thinking. So go that direction. I think you're really, really close. Don't go anywhere. More of the Ken Coleman Show and your calls about the role you were created to play. That all continues right around the corner. Hey, folks, we are all created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and it means that you must do it. I know that trying to land that dream job is not easy, because I've been there. It's intimidating. It's scary. There's a lot of doubt. But I can tell you it was worth it, because there's nothing like the joy that comes from doing work that you know you were put on this earth to do. So if you're ready to get there too, I want you to go to kencoleman.com. There you're going to find 3 free resources, all designed to give you confidence and make your job search very effective. The Get Hired Guides include the Resume Guide, the Interview Guide, and the Interview Follow-Up Guide. The Resume Guide is going to help you fix your resume, flip it. It's going to look like nobody else's resume, and that's going to help you get noticed and land the interview. The Interview Guide walks you through the 5 strategies that'll help you stand out in the process. And finally, the Interview Follow-Up Guide gives you a timeline and exactly what to do to follow up to continue to stand out post-interview. You can get all three guides free at kencoleman.com. Go to kencoleman.com and get hired. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. You can realize the dream. That's why we're here. It's a show about you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We also have great free resources at kencoleman.com. The hottest free resource we've got right now is our Should I Quit My Job quiz. Oh my goodness, it's going crazy. Takes you 3 minutes. It's 20 questions or less. I'm going to spit out a report for you. You're going to find that you're one of four results. That's where you are at this moment. And once we give you your report, we're also going to give you action steps to get into the right spot in the right place. So go get it, kencoleman.com, great free resource. And also, if you're listening and you know somebody who needs this nudge, because that's what we're hearing from everybody, nobody's really surprised when they see it. It's just really clarifying and it's empowering because they go, Ken, this is the nudge. I need it. So if you know somebody that's in that situation, you know it, they know it, they just need to decide to quit their job, now's the best time to do it. Yes, now. That's right. Still a lot of jobs out there, and the economy will continue to go forward regardless of what's happening around the world. So go get it, kencoleman.com, and share it. Up next is Ebony, who's on the line in Austin, Texas. Ebony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
I am living the dream, Ebony. How are you today?
Doing good. Super excited to speak with you.
Well, I'm excited, too. What's going on?
I've been listening to you for maybe 2 months now.
Okay.
I am in the discovery phase.
Okay.
But I am at the point now where I just want to stop working because it's draining, and I haven't found anything that I'm happy doing, and it's a slow death that I don't want to participate in anymore.
Okay, but can you do that financially?
Yes, I could. I could.
Oh, okay. How much time would you be able to be unemployed?
I guess as long as I chose to, you know, my husband brings in enough income that mine isn't required.
Great.
You know, I just, you know, I went to school. I'm highly educated. I do well in my role that I am currently in, but I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ebony, great news. You are in a position where you can walk away and kind of get your head clear. More importantly, let's get your heart healthy and uncovered, and we're going to spend the rest of our time talking about that, I hope. But if you're looking for whether or not it's okay for you to walk away, yeah, the answer is yes. I'd give them 2 weeks today. You don't owe them any more of your soul. How much of your soul has been sucked out, for heaven's sakes? A lot is the answer. I can hear it.
Right.
So, Ebony, craft that resignation letter today. Woohoo!
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, the question is, how much do you know about what it is that you'd really love to do? You only listened to me for 2 months. Have you heard me walk people through talent and passion and get those lists clear and then figure out how we can use the talent, what you do best, to do what you love to do most, which is passion? What do you know? Tell me.
Right. I feel like very little. I know that I like to learn. So if I could get paid to go to school, I'd go to school the rest of my life.
Oh, now that's interesting. Okay, now here we go. We're off and running. Passion. You are a lifelong learner. That's what I'm going to put down. You are passionate about continuing to learn. So what is it? Let's just play this little fantasy out, shall we? If I could pay you money, Ebony, to learn something every day, every week, every month, every year, you're a professional learner, what would you like to learn about? Let it go.
Business.
What about business would you like to be studying?
More like process improvement.
Uh-oh. Did you hear that, Ebony? Mm-hmm. You just gave me a specific answer.
Tell me more about process improvement. What would you like to learn about process improvement, and then why?
How to make businesses better. I frequently watch CNBC, The Profit, Shark Tank.
Yes.
You know, all of those shows, I can watch them straight through a weekend without moving.
Why? Tell me why.
Because it's interesting. I like to take something that's failing and make it better.
That's it. You like to fix failing businesses. Let's be honest. If I could give you that today, and you played a role where you went in or you were a part of fixing something that was failing in business, how much juice would that give you?
A lot.
Well, this was pretty easy. Ebony.
What is that job called, and how did I get there?
It's not as mysterious as you think. So okay. let's stop worrying about job title. This is where a lot of people like Ebony. Ebony's not the only one that feels this way. Ebony, you're getting all hung up in what the job title is, so that you can go find it nice and neat on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I finally figured it out. It's taken me a year and a half to figure out what it is. You people, Ebony included, get locked up on, you got to know a title so that I can go search for it on ZipRecruiter, my friends over there. And so then when you don't have the simple little title that allows me to search it and see, well, there's 12 of those over here in Austin, Texas. Now I know what to do. See, that's what we want. We want somebody to guide us through the tour. Am I right, Ebony? So it's kind of scary because right. You don't know what the title is. Let's forget about the title. Let's talk about the function. The function is what you need to be looking up. And you've already described the function. You want to be looking for roles where you are in process improvement. You are in systems where you are trying to improve things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just a starting point. The answer is, I don't really know exactly what your role is, but I don't have to, because all you have to do is know where to look, and then when you know where to look, you know what you're looking for, and what you're looking for is, you want to be in a situation where you are constantly studying problems and processes, and not just studying and learning, but actually being a part of the, finish the sentence, what is it?
The end result, the game.
That's it, the solution, the fix. Mm-hmm. So you like The Profit, you like Shark Tank and all these, because you like watching an entrepreneur making their case and then the sharks kind of systematically going, well, this is what you're going to have to do. This is what I would do. And you like that. And so you love being a part of a solution that makes a business stronger. So I think a place for you to start looking again would be in back-end process type thing. So if you look at Ramsey Solutions, you know, we've got all types of people, nearly 800, well, it's more than 800 people now, but there are people that are constantly looking to make sure that our processes behind marketing, behind design, coding, whatever, that are constantly going, how can we be better? How can we be more efficient? And so you want to be in a situation where either you're working for a company that provides this for other companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're consultants, if you will, in that, you know, you come in and you look at systems, whether it be computer systems, what's the other one? Fulfillment type things. What's the name for that? I'm blanking out. Procurement, you know, there are so many ways you could go into customer service. You could be involved in so many different companies and so many different processes by going, this is not working as efficiently as it should. I'm going to dive in and figure out how to fix it. But I think if it's that kind of role, you're loving it. You just identify that. So start talking to people. Start talking to business people about what it is you love to do. Start doing research on positions that are in, again, back-end operations. I think you need to be in the operations game, whatever that looks like. And again, now you know where to look. Now you know what to look for. So just go. I don't have to lead you like I do my dogs. You know, you just go. You know, go take off. And you're going to discover it, I promise. 844-747-2577. Love Ebony. Love that she can walk away. I hope she quits today. I think that's fantastic. She's a fantastic lady. That's going to be fun. And by the way, Ebony, I want to hear back from you. Madison, let's make sure that we get an update from Ebony, because this is a fun one where you've got the financial freedom to walk away. Go ahead and do it, because you're delaying the inevitable. Coming up, more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you become who you really want to be. That's right. We're taking on fear, doubt, and pride. We've got a simple formula, and it works. You got to figure out what your sweet spot is. It's the intersection of what you do best. That's talent, strengths, and skills. And what you love to do most, that's your passion. Things that make your heart come alive. The work, the results of the work that give you deep meaning. Now, once we get that clarity, we start using the proximity principle. The number one best-selling book from yours truly. Get it wherever books are sold or at kencoleman.com. And you use that proximity principle, the clear path to doing work you love. Get around the right people and get in the right places. Who are those people? Who are the places? They're in the book. Simple formula, folks. Take some hard work. Take some perseverance and patience, but it does work. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Robert, who's on the line in Chicago, Illinois. Robert, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream, sir. How are you?
I'm on the upside of dirt.
I never heard that before. That's pretty interesting. So how can I help?
I love that.
Good. How can I help?
All right, so I'm in the discovery stage, and I've been in the construction industry for 27 years now, and looking to make a career change of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just looking for a little help.
Okay. Well, how long have you been listening to my show?
I started this year, but I've listened from the very first episode up until February of this year so far.
Oh, my goodness. So the good news is you know what I'm about to walk you through. So I'm hoping you've done some homework. Let's start with what you're most talented at. What does Robert do best?
I'm good with my hands, mechanically inclined, mathematically inclined. I'm good at solving problems within what I do work-wise,
right.
And I'm artistic.
Artistic. Now, how are you artistic?
All right. Let's see. Two different ways, actually. Drawing. I had entered an art contest when I was in high school. It was like countywide art contest for the all the high schools.
Okay.
Placed third place in that.
Nice.
So, and then artistic and seeing visions of how I want something to be.
That's right. So you can actually, you can draw up something and then build it, aren't you? You're that guy, aren't you?
Yes.
Full confession, Robert, I can't stand guys like you because I'm jealous. I just wish I could do that. I'm not kidding. Now, of course, I'm kidding that I can't stand you. I'm very, very jealous, and I needed to confess it to everybody so that I can give you some good advice. That's really awesome, man. That's really, really great. Okay, now, here's what's interesting. You have a very clear and detailed and very connected list of talents. So I think this passion thing is going to be really easy, but I'm going to ask you, what work brings you the most joy? When you're engaged in it, you just feel like, man, I might be stealing money right now.
I've got a lot of passions, but I've never done anything that I felt that way about. I've always enjoyed what I've done in the construction industry, but there's not been a passion of mine. It's been something that I've been good at, afforded me a very good living. And
so what type of construction work have you done? Give me the quick details.
Quick details. I've built homes. I've remodeled homes. I've done roofing, siding, windows.
So you've looked forward to it. You weren't dreading Mondays. Am I right?
Correct. The only time, there's been a couple of times in the last 27 years that I've said, I hate my job. And looking back on those times, it's been because of the people that I work for.
Yes, difficult. You know? Yeah, difficult people. So,
yes. So
here's what's interesting. I think you actually know. You started off this phone call kind of acting like you're not sure what it is, but I think you know. For a guy who's as clear as you are on what you do best, and quite frankly, you've done work that I think is really super close to being in your sweet spot. I think it's like really close. That's what I'm sensing. because you've not been unhappy and you've actually enjoyed it. It's just not something that you're going, oh, I feel so alive when I'm doing it, according to you. But I think there's something that's really close. So if there were no hurdles, no risks, I could give it to you today. Robert, what would you do? I think you would.
Well, there's two things.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it, Robert. Spit them out.
All right. One would be flipping homes, okay, in which I walked away from the first home I was going to buy at the day of closing, and that was 13 years ago. And the other one would be building two and four-wheel hot rods.
Say that again. You broke up.
Building two and four-wheeled hot rods.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Can you make money building and selling two and four-wheeled hot rods?
The income would be unlimited.
Unlimited income?
Yes.
Based on what? Where are you getting this information?
Based on what others have done in that industry.
Okay, good.
You know, it's... I'm not talking about just restoring a car. I'm 100% customization.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Yeah. When you said, the way you said it, I thought you were talking about four-wheelers. You're talking about,
motorcycles and cars and trucks.
Robert. Oh, okay. Now I'm tracking with you. Because you know what I watch at night when the kids go to sleep and my wife is next to me? The Mecum Auto Auctions. I am obsessed with those things. Madison, the assistant producer, just rolled her eyes and put her hand on her forehead. She's so embarrassed by me right now. But do you know what I'm talking about, right, Robert? These car auctions?
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. There's big money in auto restoration. Big bucks. Yes. So I got to tell you, you got to choose, just for fun, which one. I'm only going to give you one. You start flipping homes. I mean, you got the cash to do it. You're not going into debt because you know I'm not going to be for that, right?
Yes.
All right. Or you're fixing, flipping cars. You're really restoring cars. Which one would you do?
Well, my passion has been with the hot rod industry.
So it is. There's 14, no question.
13. Yeah. And,
hey, Robert.
I bought my first car at 14.
Yes, sir. There is no question in my mind. I knew it as soon as you said it. The way you said it. You know what I mean? The way you described the hot rods. I mean, your whole chest just came. It just puffed up on you, didn't it? It feels good. Yeah. So here's the question. Do you know what the path is? I think you do. What's the path to be able to move into that full time?
Well, listening to you and Dave Ramsey, yes, the path is work myself out of debt, which I'm in step two right now.
Okay, good.
And then, stacking up lots of money to be able to either rent or purchase a small shop and buy a vehicle to start doing it.
There you go. All right, let me add a couple quick things in here. How much money are you making right now in your construction job?
Around $100,000.
Okay, great. So what I'd love to see is for you, if you can, to start working maybe for somebody else on the weekend. Start getting into that whole body shop play. You know what I'm talking about, where you're meeting guys and other gearheads and, Chicago area. There's just tons of stuff there. So I'd like to see you start working nights, maybe weekends with somebody else, and it's a little extra cash, which you need right now anyway, to pay off debt.
Yeah.
And so I look at that as strategic sacrifice. I like that. I got to write that down. The strategic sacrifice. I'm going to sacrifice some of my family time and some of my free time on the weekends and nights, and I'm going to go get in proximity to the very industry I want to be in, and that for you is restoration of cars. So maybe you start with a body shop, and then that leads you to something else. But I'd like to see you do that all the way through stocking up the cash. And I'd like to see you, do it without any kind of crazy capital investment. You go get a client who needs a car fixed up, you go do it. They pay for everything. They pay for the parts and they pay for you. If you got to do it in your own garage, do it in your own garage. You can start this thing right where you are. I love this. Robert, go, go, go. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. You're listening to The Ken Coleman Show, where people come to get clarity on the age-old question. Why am I here? Well, you're here to do something that matters deeply to you for the benefit of others. There it is. You can take the rest of the day off and soak on that one. 844-747-2577 is your show. I don't have the answers. You do. I promise. It's my job to get them out of you. So if you're feeling stuck, confused, scared, doubtful, whatever the situation may be, there's no shame in your game. And we are here for you.
Hey, real quick, we've got a great opportunity for you. Called Every Dollar. Some of you out there are new to Ramsey Solutions, or maybe some of you have come to the Ken Coleman Show via the Dave Ramsey Show, which is the mothership for all things Ramsey Solutions and the Ken Coleman Show. And I want to talk to you about Every Dollar. It's our budgeting app. It helps you keep track of your monthly budgets. It's the best budgeting app out there. And many times, if you can get your budget and your personal finances in order, it will set you up quicker to be able to make the transition, because you can do it even while you're paying off debt. But you've got to know where your money is and where it's going so that you have the confidence to be able to say, okay, great, I can move into a new position and actually make more money and make more progress. So text the phrase every dollar, no space, every dollar to 33789. Text every dollar to 33789. It takes 10 minutes to set up your first budget, and it's totally free. So once you know where your money's going, you're going to be able to confidently step forward on the path to fulfilling your purpose. Go get it now. Text every dollar to 33789. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Randy, who's on the line in Wilcox, Arizona. Randy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm so excited to talk to you.
What's going on today?
So I think I'm in the discovery stage. I know I want to do something that definitely helps other people, but I'm just kind of stuck as to what exactly that might be.
Okay. Just for fun, before we go through talent and passion, I want you to say what I think you have in your head, but you're kind of scared to say it, or you're just, you kind of think it is what you want to do, but you just can't see a pathway there. And if you have nothing, tell me, but I think there's something there, and I want you to say it right now. Go.
So I've always wanted to be a nurse.
Ah, why? Tell me why.
It's just something I've always loved, and I was in health occupations all through high school, and it's something I thought I would always go into. And then I had an incident with my own doctor, and it kind of soured me on the healthcare field.
Okay.
So I wasn't really sure if that was something I still wanted to do, but I really love helping people.
Well, I get that. But let's just be honest. If the bad situation that you had with your doctor had not happened, do you see any way that you would have been kind of sidelined from this?
No, yeah. Probably not.
So, you know there are bad doctors, and
right.
you know there are bad nurses, right?
Right.
But does one bad nurse make every nurse bad? Does it make it a bad profession?
No, not at all.
Okay. So, with that being said, what is holding you back? What's holding you back now from just going after it? Are you looking for confirmation? Are you looking for confirmation that that's what you really, really want to do?
I guess I am. And also, I have two small children right now. And so I've finished all of my prerequisite requirements, but it's just kind of a hard time right now to go back to school.
I get it. Well, let me ask you this. What is next? So you got the prerequisites. What would be next if you were going full time and you could go full time? What would be the next thing?
It would be actual nursing school.
Okay, and let me ask another question, because I just don't know. Is it possible to do nursing school part-time?
I don't think so, not once you're in the actual nursing program.
Okay, all right. So what would it require of you? Is it a 40-hour-a-week commitment, roughly? Do you have an idea?
It is, yeah, and with clinicals and everything. And I'm also, we live in a rural area. My husband's a cattle rancher, so I'm about an hour and a half away from the school.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. But now here's my question, though. If you didn't live an hour and a half away from the school, okay, and if you didn't have the two little ones right now, what would you be doing?
I would probably be finishing school.
Yeah. So the point is, here's what I'm trying to do. I can walk you through your talents and passions, but the question is, who do you most want to help? What problem do you most want to solve? And I think for your whole life, this is what I teach people that don't know what they're what they want to do is, what did you wonder about when you were a kid? What did you always think about? And for you, it's always been clear. I think you love helping people. So my question is this. At what point would the children be in a place that you could go do this? And then the other question, these are all the same basic question. Financially, are you able to do it cash, or would you have to take out a loan, which I don't want you to do? I mean, what's your scenario right there with both of those, the kids and the money?
My youngest son will start school in 3 years. So once they're all in school, then that would be a little bit easier. But financially, we're in baby step 2, and we should be finished in about 18 months.
Okay, great. So 18 months from now, you're debt-free. Mm-hmm. And then how many more months after that before the emergency fund, whether it be 6 or 12 months, is fully funded?
Probably closer to 12 months.
Okay, so that now puts us at 2.5 years right there.
Right.
And that gets us 6 months away from youngest one going to school.
Right.
So you're not ready to go to nursing school right now anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So here's what's great. You've done your prerequisites. I think that you, are you wanting to do some work right now, or are you wanting to still stay at home and work from the home? Just as mom.
Yeah, I work part-time now, just a couple nights a week at a restaurant, but it's mostly just to get out for a little bit.
Yeah. Because you're going to be home. So this is a great season for you. So Michelle, are you any more clear right now than you were 5 minutes ago on what it is you're supposed to do with your life? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good, because here's your steps. Just enjoy this season of those little ones. And this is a special season for you to get to be full-time mom. That's awesome.
Right?
Yes. Enjoy it. Here's the deal. Get focused with your husband, which you already are. Stay focused, rather, and knock that debt out. And this timing is going to be awesome. Your life is going to be really fantastic. I want you with your head up going, I know I'm supposed to be a nurse, and that time is coming. But first, what's going to happen is my husband and I are going to get debt-free, which is going to change our life forever and our family tree. And then we're going to have that emergency fund, which is going to make you and your hubby sleep better than you've ever slept before in your life.
Yeah.
And then you're celebrating being debt-free for 6 months. Maybe you guys go on a fun little trip. You do some things you've never done before. Maybe do something fun around the house. I don't know.
Right.
Or maybe you start saving for nursing school. And then 6 months later, little one goes off to kindergarten, and mom's got some time during the day. You've got some friends and family. They can be home for them when they come home from school, and you're being a nurse, or you're on your way in nursing school. My point is, 3 to 5 years from now, you're a full-time nurse doing what you love, and you're debt-free, and you have all these great memories and a great season with your wife, with your kids. And to me, I just think that's the good life, is it not?
I agree. Yes.
All right. So hey,
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And hang in there, Randy. Hang in there. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. You know, that's one of the most valuable lessons my dad ever taught me. Your time will come. Your time will come. Hang in there. Do what you got to do. You know, I'll never forget it. Playing sports, 7-year-old. I'm the smallest 7-year-old on the team. I look like I was probably 5, Joe. Chicken legs, as Madison just said in my ears. She's seen the photo. We're going to post that on Instagram soon. I'm going to share the story that I'm talking about right here, the real backstory. But my dad taught me that lesson, and that lesson has stayed with me over my whole life. And here's the crux of the message. There are going to be times where you know absolutely what you want, and you want it so bad you can taste it, but your current reality doesn't allow you to step into that or be doing that right now. You're going to have to sacrifice a little longer. You're going to have to be faithful a little longer. You're going to have to be diligent a little bit longer. You're going to have to persevere longer. You're going to have to be patient longer. And it's not fun. It's not fun when you have a clear vision, because you can see it. You can see, you can almost reach it. And Randy could almost see it. Like, she wants to be a nurse so bad. She knows she's supposed to be a nurse. She thinks, I can't be a nurse. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Just not right now. Just not right now. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.